Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ayo, ya tshwanang le Jesu, o ka matla hohle hohle, o ka simufumane hobane hayo ka nete. U Jesu nguyena umsindisi weimpilo zethu. Ake khumunye umuntu ongayisindisa impilo yakho kodwa nguyena o Christu kuphela. Uyashala unezimo. Hayo, hayo, ya tshwana ngile Jesu phambi kwakhe ngithathe uDJ Styles ethi yawa lembewu wasibusisa noIsrael Houghton ethi love God, love people. Hayo! Itsinga ndlule ngalomyalezo sisibahle, thank you very much, and I'm blessed with your message from the book of 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Ke leboha ntate Rabbi and nana kuthi lelizwi liyela kubusisa kulentambama. Okay, isikhathi sithi 15:32 umosanda kungena. Njoba ngishilo ukuthi ngizobe ngino tshegohatso mosala. I think it was 2 months, ne? 2 months back. It was 2 months back or 3 months back.
I think about 2 months back.
2 months back.
Yes.
Meaning Horneli September.
Yes.
August, September, somewhere there, ne?
Yeah.
Yes. Uthe khofatso beka laba zalwane and washara i testimony yakhe ngalokho ukuthi wandlula kukho and eshera i journey yakhe nge healing deliverance. Uma mhlambe usakhumbula, uma ungakhumbuli sizobuyela emuva kancane bese ke uyasikhumbuza ukuthi konje i testimony yakhe beyingani. Tshegohatso, dumela.
Dumela bahle, how are you?
I'm good. Can you look at the kerekeng?
No, the church is still running. The Holy Spirit and God never close.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, o tla go ko kerekeng wa ta mo straight.
Well, I dedicated this day specifically to be here and
okay.
for the listeners to listen to me and just to give them feedback your story saka.
Okay.
But the church never closes. It's
yes,
always there. You
it's
pray
koga
e, you pray in the streets, you pray in your car, we pray everywhere.
Amen.
So, yeah, I dedicated this day just to be here.
Just to be here and then o tlo re papa your testimony rile 2024 asa fela so buwi and
true.
Then refeleletse that testimony. Okay, so maybe before tswela ke kopa o buele hape ko morao hanyane maybe re thome mola gore kane ke mang tshegofatso mosala are ba gopotse.
Okay, good afternoon listeners. I'm truly honored to be back with part 2 of my story. So who is Tshegofatso? Tshegofatso Mosala is a doctor of theology and ministry. I'm a spiritual advisor, a healer, a deliverer, and also the founder of the Jehovah's Child program, which is a program that is aimed at assisting children who live in different homes, children who are orphans, who need that love. Yabatsadi ukila bona. So I've been working with them for the past 2 years. So that is who I am. I'm an academic of love. I'm a preacher of the word and of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah, I'm a woman of God. I'm a child of God. And I'm an academic of life, or academic for life. That is who Tshegofatso is.
Amen. And then are boele gape hanyane ko morago ka testimony ya how before re tlotswella pele today kane testimony ya how nele ka eng.
My testimony was about receiving and getting deliverance at my weakest point in life. Remember, I came here and I spoke about I felt as if there was something in my stomach. I was morbidly obese. I always had very dark lips. I could not walk. I could not breathe. I could not eat for almost 6-7 years. Everywhere where I needed to go, I had to go with a family member. So I was a prisoner in my own body. During that period of my life, I had to receive different medication or different healing methods from different churches. I remember when I came here the last time, I went to the prophetic and apostolic churches. See, I went through traditional healing. I went through medical, the Western, Asian, just different forms to get healing. And I could not receive healing through those methods. And my healing just came through Christ, through believing, through fasting, through reading the Bible, through being with bana ba Jehovah, re bala lentswe, re fast. So that's how my healing just came about. I often say that mo deliverance, there is no measurement or a price tag for deliverance. Deliverance is something that is within you. It needs total practice as ngwana modimo ntho ke ke ntho lo re o tshwanetse we yetse and we batlisitse through the word of God and through being connected with the people who are in the healing ministries, be your bishops, your pastors, your prophets, or bana ba Jehovah, you know, just be around the church. That's where you can get this deliverance, because it's not something that you can just upload or borrow, or something that you can just go to a store and say, I'm gonna buy. It's a doing word. It's something we're trying to intuit. So the last time when I was here, I just spoke about that journey. You know, I was told that you needed to be a sangoma. You needed to be a prophet of a church. You needed to go to unotamalieto uberekele mudimu amotu kilabona. And I said, you know, now I'm blessed and saved by the Holy Spirit. I will work for Jesus Christ, who is Yahweh El Shaddai, Yahweh Rapha, Yahweh Emmanuel Ebenezer. I'm not going to work for any other God. I will serve no any other God. My body, my spirit, and my being was made faithfully and perfectly under Mudimu wa kokile ba bona. So yeah, I came here and I told my story, and today I'm here to give part 2. We'll just speak about deliverance. What is deliverance? How do you get deliverance? Who do you contact to receive this deliverance? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Before retlo bua ka yona deliverance, when you were going through those challenges, what made you think you need a deliverance?
Those challenges were heavy, like I mentioned. Yeah. I was sick.
Yeah.
I could not do anything. And when I literally saw going to all these apostolic churches, we're not working. I said, I'm a born again Christian,
mm-hmm.
but I need Christ more.
Yeah.
I need him to work in me, to be in me. Like a lot of people tried to help and they were not able to achieve healing. So I said, God will be my healer. He's the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection and the life. Kene o ale wa ni atla khonang humthusa ho tswa mo keleng moteng o tla nkilula ho tswa mo metsing a maholo a nkhololo tswa khatelelong, because ba lefatshe they tried but it was not working.
Yeah.
Injections, medication. I was told I had asthma. I used the asthma pipe for years. Nothing was happening. I was told unali insulin, you have diabetes, but it was not happening. I could see these are wrong diagnosis and I was taking wrong medication. So at that phase and at that place, I thought mudimaka because you created me and you know the plans that you have for me. So I said, God, deliver me. Let me continue to pray. Let me continue to worship you. Let me continue to fast. Let me be around people who understand the word of God. People who can give me accurate advice and instruction and guidance as to utanitsuwezi. Yeah. And I found those people in different churches, you know. Hence, I always emphasize, Don't just be an island.
Yeah.
Go to all these different churches. Meet people in the ministries who will be able to give you wisdom and provide spiritual vitamins, spiritual carbohydrates for your body.
Amen. Siyabuya ngicela linganyakazi Phondo sesahleli naye la othegofatso mosala angithathe nje ikhefu mhlambe unemibuzo une comments ingcingo zethu zivuliwe bazalwane bengiloko ngi announcer that number ka 0123341322 ngicela ukuthi for now sisebenzise lena ne 012-883-2090 Iyona inamba le engithanda kuthi today si engage kuyona I WhatsApp ungathumela I voice note ikusese iyona inamba 0826572729 Ngiyabuya
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho Radio Pulpit 657 AM umngani wakho imihla ngemihla
Where Christ is in the heart of every message Radio Pulpit 657 AM
Sihamba ngokukholwa hayi ngokubona hamba nathi Radio Pulpit 657 AM umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla
Yebo sila asiyindawo sikhona 24 hours a day 7 days a week sithole kuwo wonke ama platform online unga downloada I Radio Pulpit app on your smartphone or kuyo tablet or kuyo laptop uyasilalela lapho noma ke u live stream ku www.radiopulpit.co.za ku radio siku medium wave asikho ku FM bazalani siku medium wave 657 ku DSTV ngena ku audio bouquet 882 ku open view siku channel 607 ntate rabi uthi last Sunday of 2024 we give thanks to God and stay blessed family of Radio Pulpit happy 2025 uthi we are coming sithi glory be to God Osthofatso uye wakhuluma enye indaba last time ukuthi there is a lot of confusion and perception on spirituality kanye ne Christianity and njoba usho ukuthi uyile wa kriya di prophecy tsa gore o tshwantse be uye be le sangoma and all those things so be mo profeta ba bang batla ba re hey wena o ngwana wa moya you know tshwantse o etse dilo tsa moya re tso re ba bua ka moya o mofeng because hona le memoya e mingata kere gona le a kingdom of darkness gona le the kingdom of light so kana ko nge ba bua ka memoya e ba bua ka ela elong hore itlo go kenya ko the kingdom of darkness so hane ba professor yana ba bua ka na ba bua ka ka memoya emefing gore tshwantse be prophet o mofing prophet
okay remember when it comes to issues of spirituality di different
ona
le medimo e fapaneng
ona
le modimo wa thaba ona le medimo wa metsi ona le modimo ya ko tlhageng in the forest
yeah
so hangata I don't want to put names but ona le batho le ho dumba re ke sa medimo e different e to achieve whatever other people like I mentioned last time batho ba bang ba rwala ka medimo you want to be successful but ona le di chelete le dikoloi you could actually assign this others ba re ke di mermaidsi or ke bomunda o ke eng so for me when I was going through this journey it was more of a generational curse let me give you an example hona le batho who have knowledge you know often say that witches have so much knowledge in terms of dilo tse tsa simoya that they can manipulate and they can also condition batho so when I was sick apparently and allegedly hona le batho ba ile horeng because SPS identical twins you are born with a gift hona le one o naleng mpho ya bogena mpho ya hore disa modimo mpho within the lineage of Christianity so when I was born between my sister and I probably other people saw hore okay these twins are born with spiritual eyes they are born with the star of David so bone because they have knowledge of miboya e fapaneng they said okay o mo antshwanetse a re berekele so that they are able go tswelisa pili maphilo a bone go tswelisa pili the witchcraft that is happening within that family. So when I was born, that thing kind of like happens. I was ordained, I was anointed into the kingdom of darkness by those people. Although the Bible says that God knows the plans he has for you, so do witches. Witches thought that they had me, they had my mother, they cursed my mother's womb before we were born. So Miboya, it was allocated to me when I was born. Ukilabon, I'm not sure if I am making sense. When we were born or when I was born. So Bampayone Baruto Sebeleta Mudimu wa, let's say, Mdao or Mudimwa Gotaheng. So when I was born, when I turned 25, it was the deadline, Yahuri, this child has to work for this God, and this child has to follow our instructions, our guidelines, because we sacrifice this child to work for Mudimu Ole. So when I turned 25 and all of these symptoms and these sicknesses started happening, and I could not eat, I could not breathe, I could not walk, I was paralyzed, I was being initiated. Mudumu o barenke merekele o kilabon, and this thing came as a snake mo maleng ne ke yutwa inkhama ke ho wa inkhama ke wa he ke rapela.
That is why no sa khone le go ja.
Yes. I was in a concentration period because ne ke sa jinama ne ke sa nwe meleke ne ke sa khone tsa makele wani ne ke di bala. Everything was just flabbergasted and wrong mo bophelong ba ka. So whoever did this knew hore ko berekela modimo le he dilo tse di sa tsamaye ka plan ya bone. That's when I was fighting back, finding deliverance, going to churches, praying and fasting, drinking this, going to seek help in different I would say altars, because at that time nobody knew mo le fighting hore o etsa hala ke eng o tlhagela ke eng. So midimu e ke midimu e nang go bometseng ke midimu e batho ba itseyang go tlhageng go magageng go dithabeng ba sebedisa for wrong things. Ukilabon. So for me, I was fighting against the God of the river. Ukilabon. I remember when this thing itla, even now I can actually feel it. Hey itla, you can, I become a different person. I scream, my eyes change. And if you are a spiritually inclined person, a preacher or a prophet, this thing can jump into you because skin thoughts are more. Gilabon. So it's a spiritual thing. Not everybody can understand, or not everybody can comprehend this feeling that I am feeling. Gilabon. So your name is bad. So the issues of spirituality, it's a journey. It's a journey eluhuri. We must fight against it. We must fight against altars that have our names on it, altars that have our pictures on it, altars that have our womb. It's very dangerous. I often see a lot of women on social media. Mutuimila, you take pictures, for you it's fine. But remember, when you are giving birth, on when that fetus, that child is growing inside of you, of your womb, there God has plans for it. But other people also have plans for your child, you know. So batla roha kana ngwana ba re akasitswele pele, akasinyale, akasietse eng, and. But we also have to pray against all witchcraft spirit, all dedicated altars that have our names on it. We have to pray against all these gods that have been placed to us, because hence ke tsama utla ba re no, you must ube mo profeta wa kereke, ube sangoma, uthwase makhosi, uthwase sindawo, uthwase. Why? Because that was a generational curse that was put on me by a person oboneng hore I have a spiritual, physical, anointed gift given to me by God, and my Star of David was very clear. So batho ba ba bone ba re no re o re tlo motsea a re sebeletse. So that's why I had to fight against this spirit, because ke meboya e le horeng e rekilwe, ke meboya e le horeng e latilwe ko e latilweng, and e batla mmele mo le horeng e ka khona ho sebetsa ka mmele wa ka hore ke etse dilo tse tsone di batlang hore nna ke etse. I don't know if I'm making sense, but yes you are.
And mhlambe omunye umuntu angaba nalento ukuthi like maybe khona le motho as we speak khona le dilo tse leng hore maybe wa dutlwa or maybe khona le ko ba mo boleletseng gore wena this and that and ba bang you know ba feleletsa ba kena ko dilongtse because as you saying gore lona no lwala like no kula tshwanetse ba admit go dipetlele and all that so omong abe a felle ke tshepo are you know what I've been praying and a khona next a etsa galang so now ke bona gore the last option ke gore ke tsama yona tsela e e ba reng tshwantse ke tsamae ke go bometseng ke go bokae kae advice how again go yena motho o
bophelo bo bubima it's tough I've been there I don't know how many rivers ke le ka ditlola I don't know how many ndompas I've been in I don't know how many rituals and techniques I have taken it's tough I understand your journey and even when I'm about to give you advice you'll say ah mara ha uthusi modimo ha teng the advice I can give somebody going through that is that trust in the Lord
yeah
have faith in the Lord the moment you go to another altar o batla thuso that is you neglecting the Holy Spirit
yeah.
And hona benung I want to speak to somebody who says na ke go lefehlong ke dutsi ba re ke thwase na ke go lefehlong ba re ke reke pudi na ke tlhahela ke the familiar spirits ke tlhahela ke nkhono are na ke thwase bona those are familiar spirits all I can tell you is that just trust in the Lord for the Lord says that I know the plans that I have for you the plans to prosper you dumela mo modimo wa hao when it's your bible ya hao we bale when a tsamaya o batle become a member of an apostolic or a prophetic Christian church dilotsa ba ditlotsama a sentwa one day bahle
yeah
because somebody's like ah mara gilikile then yeah. I've been there I've gone go kerekeng 2-3 months then you leave because you feel hore no they are not working because as ba thuri ba tla ntho re bonang o kila bona he ba re tsiya bible o bale o kuluma ke mo kerekeng ha o batle o batla o bona he ba o fa muti o tsiye utsube muti o tsiye o huje pudi tlhaba tsa moetsa mereko go hide lo ditlolo people want to see those things happen so that they can believe but when you tell a person no tsiya bible o bale light a candle trust in the Lord join a church believe dumela and when you pray there are certain ways you have to pray I'll get into it later in terms of deliverance gona le mekgwa o rapelang ka yone gona le mokgwa o bulang bible ya how gone gona le mokgwa mo le horeng you also have to know how to light your candles don't just pray ka mutlu Christ prayed in the mountain Christ prayed in the mountain lena make it your point to go we lo rapela mo thabeng tsa mo rapela ko lefelleng tsa mo rapela ko ntle ha jarata ha o re ko morao ha ntlu ya hao just pray so that the skies and the stars and mudimo a bone because sometimes din fitere nang motsone le tsone ke mathata o kila bona because as Africans you have this thing ya muthu o tshwara ntlu or batho ba bofa ntlu or some people can put herbs or whatever mo jarateng ya hao o kila bona but I can advise you to just believe faith and believe they take a very long time but mudimo o sebeletse remember the book of Exodus the book of Exodus which is a Greek word which means departure or a way out what happens to the Israelites when Moses delivered them Moses they had to go deliverance is around about 40 years now it took me almost 10 years to come out 10 years to receive healing 10 years to be able to walk alone kamuntu 10 years to get that job 10 years to believe and trust to mudimu o tla nwanela he fought for the Israelites he fought for Esther he fought for Shadrach Meshach Abednego he fought for David wena o mang mudimu how aka so sebeletse he will work for you because ari he's the God of time
yeah
you know for o nwana ring ene ba re ke thwase ke etse eng remember hore ke nako ke mudimu wa nako nako it's your period of confusion but the period of glory and your period of success your period of elevation will come you know believe it starts ka tumelo ya hao mo mudimu wa hao just have that substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen and read your bible and make sure that you join that cell group or a church that is aligned with your spirituality if you don't o tlo fitla go di altering tse di dangerous than moling moteng
sure o nombozo for o tshegofatso or o ne comment ngivulile incingo bazalwane ungashaya ku 012 883 2090 012 883 2090 noma ke ungathumela umbuzo wakho noma i-comment nge WhatsApp voice note or WhatsApp text ku 082 657 2729. Nango Daytrick Haran uthi I need your help.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Yebo, siyadinga usizo luka baba and siyamdinga umoya ongcwele ukuthi ahleze esihola ngazo zonke izikhathi. Lempilo angeke sikwazi ukuthi thina sihambise ngokwethu bazalwane. Utsizo lukaNkulunkulu siyalidinga ngazo zonke izikhathi. Unombuzo une comment njengoba ke ebeqhubeka ngepart 2 ye testimony yakhe uTsego Fatso Mosala yanonge cause le ma twins ne and le very close I guess cause last time you were here together literally together so kile ka ibutsisa this question last time so dilo tse di etsa galang go tshegofatso ha di affect tsholofelo ke tsholofelo ke re ya ne di sa mo affect
periodically they affected her because remember as identical twins we share a soul because I'm not sure if you are aware with the history of identical twins. For example, before she gets married, the husband has to pass her wedding ring mohunapili. If an identical twin dies, they must wear identical clothes, and before the one who died at Zenamulikasing, the living one has to come in first, you know. So we share a soul. We are two bodies with one soul. I think Owami and Uluetu once mentioned this, and we share the same DNA. If a forensic whatever might come, at the DNA yahae liaga, it's one and the same thing. So these things, they affected her, whereby I remember there was a point where I stayed. I think it was Kodi Ahelong, and I was feeling unwell, and I asked her to give me a massage on my back because I could not really do anything, and she attempted, and this thing started jumping. She manifested.
Wow.
From me.
Sure.
So sometimes when I manifest, it goes into her, and when we back in the day when we were when I was very very sick, it would go into her, and it was confusing. It was bad. It was sad, but they manifest mohu ene. They can jump mohu ene at any given time, but mine was more drastic than hers. The symptoms that I had, she never had. But okay. Yeah, it does. We are one person.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Kone voice note lana ke kopa hore re mamele.
Dumelang ka mogae a o spatle di mo ya rena.
Dumela.
Hey, ya ke nnete ke a le kwa le a bolela. Hey, ape dumelo tse di tsene mmatsatsi a di a re tshosa yo. Ko re o tswa mo o tshosetsa ka se. O opposa o le o mong ka kwa. Gore o la a se next. Tsama o thaba puri tsama o dira eng gore re phela re le mo ditumelelo matsatsi a bana le ko dikerekeng tse dingwe o fitha kona ba o apesa gore o phela o phela mo tumelong ya o tshosetswa matsatsi a gore o ka re o mongwe gore o phala o mongwe gore ei gore a re sa tseba rona re ka dira jang lefase le tsenetse ke medimo ela ya e modimo nna ya gana a re o seke wa rapela modimo o mongwe ntle le nna. Bale batho ba fetile mo wa ba sa e kena eo ya pebele tumelo ya pebele ba e tšhabetse ba nyaka e ya medimo e jaanong ei go tsene ntwa e kgolo a re tsebe re phela ka letshobo mo lefaseng kae ka paka e mo o tsamayg ona ke toela se le ka mo gae o tsene sathane o gore o sa iketile o twamiwa ka montong a re o na le motho o mongwe kwao o bogale o strong mara maabanne re le ko kereke re re praise Jesus a change ka montong gore no monna o laba re o strong re ka ya ko yena re tlo phela botse ei ya o ima bophela wa o nyaka o phela botse gore ga wa ntšha le modimo mara ga re sa tshepa gore modimo a ka re phedisa botse ke a leboga.
Re a leboga ntate aka shongo igama ukuthi ungubani kunomunye la uthi they overcame the enemy through the blood of the lamb and the word of their testimony. Devil and Jesus do not share a flat. Phew. Okay. Mm. All right. Umotlile ntate. O renka comment ya gagwe.
But we live in a world of greed, money, luxury. Mo leng ho reng, you know, often see that kereke ke pleka modimo mo motho mong lo mong atle a tshwanetse atle a tlo rorisa modimo, but now you find hore everybody just wants to be motho a tshwarelwe bible, go to the pulpit, ask more money from people, ukila bona. And it said we are no longer praising the altar of the Lord Jesus Christ, our everlasting God, the one who gave his one and only begotten son to come and die for us. God did not charge human beings for madi a morena Jesu Kristu kila bone we o moratile ari iri ngwana ka tlole shwela empa ho tsana mo kerekeng hona benung it's bad, you know. You have more people in the ministry who are after money, who are after luxury, who are after you know, dilo tse pila, di expensive cars, expensive jewelry, expensive perfume. People are no longer working for the kingdom of God, but people now are working for gore ba boniwe o kila bona, which is sad. And again, especially different podcasts and being on social media, I'm not sure why we are living mo lefatsheng la scary faith, scary prayer, mo leng goreng our bishops are threatening people, if you do not give me money you will die, if you do not do X, Y, and Z, you will die. Even people in the traditional healing space, you have to sacrifice kadi budi, as the previous audio said. You have to sacrifice ka X, Y, and Z. So it's a bad world that we're living in. We are no longer praising Mudimu Mohadi Modisa Warena Koshia Kalalelo. No, people are praising themselves, because what's an ali modi kerekense dinwe? These preachers that everywhere, dressed expensively, you always saying people must just give more money. So it's a sad reality, and as real Christians we are embarrassed on their behalf. hore how come re phela ba lokile bona. We must not re tse di chalete mo sechabeng sa rena. Mereko wa rona re le baruti ke go phagamisa sechaba.
Yeah.
Re berekisane le sechaba and not to threaten. So
wow.
It's sad.
It is.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. A beacon of light. 657 AM.
In an exciting development for the Garden Route, Radio Pulpit has expanded its reach to this region. It's time to tell your friends and family to listen to Radio Pulpit with a push of a button. Although listeners in the Garden Route will not be able to tune into Radio Pulpit 657 AM on medium wave, they can now listen live on radiopulpit.co.za. DSTV 882, OpenView 607, and the Radio Pulpit app. Also follow us on social media and listen to our podcasts.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Uma sifunda izwi lithi, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ubuyile la umama uthi Jesus said, it is done. When the abomination of desolation stand in the pulpit, flee, the Lord is more than able to deliver his own. Arenke ya bofelo voice note asizukutsini la ubaba umama
sis bahle letse go fatso ka pa ke tsholofelo madume ke le boga modimo ka lona nna ke ne ke batla fela go ka leboga ke batla go leboga modimo ka bophelo ba ausi ba sister ke atle ke le moge gore mo bophelong sometimes we go through things so that we can help those that are coming after us. So nako tse dingwe it's not about us but it's about what God wants to do through us. So bo ausi ba ba tshwanang le ausi tshegofatso ka ba ke tsholofelo, sorry for that. Ke a dumela gore ke saene ya possibility gore it's possible. There is victory mo leineng la Kereste Jesu. So ba bantsi nka bua if nka dirisa lefokole, they have failed mo lona loetole le ausi a le tsamaileng. But today ga go utlwa a bua yana, we are assured gore it's possible, go a kgonagala, because go na le ditestimony tse dingata tsa batho ba e leng gore ba ile ba tlholega. So ka jeko ba bua language e nngwe mo e leng gore ba gogela ba bangwe ko gore ga gona thuso, o tlhoka go etsa yana le yana kapa go ya kwa le kwa yaka ausiantse bua. But ga eme yana a re nna ke fodile ka leina fela la Kereste Jesu ka lefoko la Modimo ka thapelo, then ena ya re assure gore ka nnete it's possible. Yanong ke leboga Modimo ka wena ka nnete o bopaki bo bophelang, ene tswella wa encourage, tswella o nne le sedi, ene tswelela Modimo a go godise mo kitsong. Ke a leboga ke Kagiso Doyi. Thank you.
Ra leboga ntate Kagiso Doyi. Tshegofatso.
Thank you ntate Kagiso Doyi. I am happy, you know, in the word or in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is healing, there is power, there is anointing, there is deliverance, there is resurrection. Ari, he is the way, the truth, and the light. And yes, true, I believe through my testimony, Libo Pilobaka, I am the light. You know, ke nna le sedi le 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 fatlhang jwale ka lehakwe le le bona letsang go feta taimane. Morena re sedi la ka mponisetse tsela ke tsamae. Through my testimony, I declare and I decree that ke tlo ba le sedi ho o mong o dutseng a re ga ke sana tshepo, ho o mong a llang a re kgale ke ipatlela bophelo, my house is being repossessed, kgale ke ipatlela moshumo, kgale ke lwala, khale ke batla di doctor di bona hore ke tshwere ke eng khale ke tsamaya ke kra di miscarriage ke re iri le sedila morena le be le wena sedila morena lo boni setsetsela o tsamaye so ke le buhile for that message and I declare and I decree that I am a testimony a living testimony ya Modimo and ke tlo nna ntse ke tsamaya ke rera thero ya morena ke thusa setšhaba sa Jehova hore le bone ba khone ho phelela Modimo wa rena Modimo o matla he says ke ngaka ya dililo sello sona leng sone morena tlo phumula dikeledi I've been there I know the pain you know nge be se ka Modimo a ka tshepa nge be ke dutsi ke le nna ke re ke thwasitse o ke dutsi mo strateng because these are spirits you know I was a mad woman when I say ke ile ka hafa it's not a story my sister can testify you know mo ba tu ba reng e no pepula di plep plep nne ke re I didn't do that where people would come to me and say I remember at church the other day this guy said when I was sick he said no bulela uli wane and I said no I was because these are spirits these are delegated spirits you cannot see yourself when you do particular things neke chaba my sister had to chase me how can you run away from your home go naling le rato le bophilo so these are spirits so I battled it was a heavy fight but I thank Yahweh
amen
our provider
glory be to Hallelujah. God Utila umama, the blood that Jesus shed for me, it will never lose its power. Amen. Kunjalo, the name above all names, igama lika Christu, which spirit will suffer Christ's death, will it suffer? Okay. Yeah, uthi it is done. Angitholanga kahle le sentence ukuthi isho ukuthini. Okay, Osteho, in a second, how we kwala uring?
Hey, ke kwala ka verse airing, Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1 to 2, he says, do not be afraid, I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. I've gone through my waters. God habulele hore what kind or type, still water, pure water, dam water, ocean water, he says, I will be with you. O tla nna dutse le wena ka mehla le mabaka. And finally, in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he says, let God transform you into a new person. Because of God's anointing, healing, deliverance, and God's grace in my life, he transformed me. So I pray to the listeners of Pulpit, God will transform you. You will become a new person. May the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. In the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 28, the angel of God went to Mary and said, Mary, you are favored, for you will give birth to Jesus. You will give birth to a deliverer. So I declare and I trust God that this favor will be in your life. It will be catapulted in all areas of your life, in your ministry, in your business, in your education, in your children's life, in every thought that you have, whether you want to be a model, you want to start a business, or you're applying for tenders, may the favor of God be with you. And libao baring rena ri patela makhabunyana, I declare the favor of God to be with you. And I prophesy that lilina bali langleri li patela mishomo, lilangleri, you want to have your own house in God's grace, God's mercy and God's favor. You will receive the keys to your house, the keys to your car, because others rinalidi bondages say luring altars have been declared and altars by the bailibari, you will never know success. But with the grace and the power invested in our Lord Jesus Christ, success will be in your doorstep from the north, the west, and the south. Success will know your name. Because your name is going to be known. And because God will forever be with you. So thank you so much, the listeners of Pulpit Radio. I am so glad that I'm back and I shared part two of my testimony. May the power and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to be with you today, tomorrow, and forevermore.
Amen and amen. How see your momo yang otola halayang?
When I'm not obviously here, you can. I received a lot of calls the last time, good. You know, let us reach a lot of people as we people can find me on my TikTok account, which is @prophetess_Kia. That's @prophetess_Kia. And also they can send us a WhatsApp or give us a call on 069-168-1585. That is 069-168-1585.
Amen. Sisteho, Sistolo Fellow, thank you so much. Ukuthi ufike and share your testimony. Njoba bekasho la, umlaleli ukuthi ngokushare your testimony, we believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzo deliver nabanye and nabo bazothola ihealing. Njoba nawe ukwazile ukukusiza, kusho ukuthi nabanye angakwazi ukuthi abasize. Bless you, bless you, amen. Bless you. Until rekopana gape a ke tsebe neng, who knows hore o ka boa gape wa tlo re ruta ka yona deliverance, because
amen.
Yeah, and azange gape ra kena le motabeng ya spirituality le Christianity, azange ra kena deeper ko yona ne.
Yes,
maybe re tla etsa gape letsatsi and then ra kena deeper ko yona. May God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Kile buhile.
Amen. Sasingene esigabeni sokugcina. Uyeza Pastor Mamsi Mashinini. Today sizokhuluma ngomusa kaNkulunkulu bazalwane. Ngicela ungalisusi lelo phondo sisonke kuze kuyoshaya u5 o'clock. Angimashare la ngale ingoma ezimbili. Sizoqala ngoduva uthi Modimo ona, alandele ubuyiplaki uthi Ndimlo.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.